One of the changes that the New York Times is considering in the wake of its recent newsroom crisis of confidence is whether to add an ombudsman to the staff. Several newspapers and other news agencies around the country have ombudsmen, people who ask every day whether the highest journalistic standards have been met, who investigate complaints from the public, raise questions with editors and reporters, and try to steer all sides toward a resolution. The Times has historically refused to hire an ombudsman, but new editor Bill Keller and publisher Arthur Sulzberger now say they may be ready to give it a try. Michael Gettler is the ombudsman at The Washington Post. Mr. Gettler is the former executive editor of the International Herald Tribune and was a longtime reporter and editor at The Post. He joins us from the newspaper. Michael Gettler, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for inviting me.
Who is the ombudsman's client, in your view? Is it the paper? Is it the public?
It's both of them. The public, for sure. I try to be a voice for readers who raise important and substantive journalistic points. And I also try to keep the newspaper in mind rather than individuals. In other words, it's the newspaper that's important to our democracy, to an informed citizenry. And when challenges are raised to what they're doing, somebody needs to bring that to their attention.
The New York Times has had its own way of dealing with error. It runs enormously long corrections when it believes it's made mistakes. We've seen corrections recently that run across two entire pages. In a way, it seems to me that this is stronger medicine than what ombudsmen generally dole out.
The Times has done a good job and a candid job in trying to deal with some of the major problems that it's had over the years. But what it comes down to is that the people writing those clarifications, no matter their length, work for the newspaper, and they're not as independent as an ombudsman. I think the best example was in 1981 when Bill Green, who was the ombudsman at the Post at the time, had to deal with the Janet Cook scandal that the Washington Post endured. And
there again, it was a reporter who essentially made up a story.
Yes, exactly. But he was independent of the paper. He had to answer to no one. He pressed everything, every question as far as it could be pressed, and produced the best work, I think, that anybody's done as an ombudsman anyplace.
Do you think an ombudsman could have prevented or headed off what happened at the Times?
Well, we'll never know, of course. My own hunch is that it could have. In the case of Jason Blair, my suspicion is that the number of mistakes that were being made would have probably come to the attention of the ombudsman through the staff of the New York Times. In other words, there's somebody in the newsroom that you can talk to who's not your boss, but yet cares about the quality of the newspaper a great deal. You never know, but my sense is that what the ombudsman does is add another level of challenge and commentary and critiquing to the newspaper that otherwise would be missing.
If a part of the problem at the New York Times was that people were afraid to go to their editor and say what they thought, would it have been the job of an ombudsman to go to the editor and say, look, your people are not working with you here because they're afraid to? You've got to fix this.
Well, that's a tricky area. I think if you keep as your guiding principle that your idea is to try to be a constructive critic of the newspaper and to surface those things that will keep it solid and strong, and that includes their internal workings, you know, you can do those things.
Michael Gettler is the ombudsman at The Washington Post. He joined us from the newspaper. Michael Gettler, thank you very much.
Well, thank you for inviting me again.